This is Ethically Speaking.
Some of our listeners have asked about the foundations of ethics. The first week of the month, we take on those core questions. And so today...
Today, we take a look at two different ways of thinking about how we should treat people, the ethics of care and the ethics of justice.
Let's start with a story. Say I work at a business that allows one 15-minute break in the morning and one in the afternoon, and lunch, of course. Is it a problem if I take two breaks in the morning and two in the afternoon?
Well, it is if you go by the rules.
Okay, but suppose I'm a new mother who needs to pump breast milk that often. What would you say about it now?
Well, then I would see there's extenuating circumstances. That is, there's something about your situation that makes you an exception from that rule.
So that's what happens when you look at the same situation based on ethics of justice and when you look at it based on ethics of care. The ethics of justice develops a rule and then applies that rule to everyone in the same way. One 15-minute break, that's it. In contrast, when you use the ethics of care, you examine the context. What's the need of this particular employee? Different employees have different needs.
Yeah, but some employees might argue that it's unfair if some people get more breaks than others.
They might, but sometimes it's right to treat people differently from one another. Think about families. That's where we really learn ethics of care. No one treats their children exactly alike. Children need to be treated as individuals if they're going to grow up well.
But ethics of care and ethics of justice can come together. If you say that every child in the family gets what he or she needs, that's treating all the children alike, even if they don't get exactly the same things.
That's right. But, you know, in jobs and in classrooms, it's harder to apply an ethics of care. So many of our laws and contracts are designed to treat everyone the same. An ethics of care is based on relationships and feeling responsible to help those who need the most. I'm always pleased when I hear about employees donating their own sick leave to help out a coworker who needs it. Maybe that shows that if individuals feel like their rights are being protected, then they feel safe enough to care for others.
Here is next week's question. A fast food chain had a slogan some years back that said, "Sometimes you gotta break the rules." Do you think there are times that one is justified in breaking the rules? When?
Respond anonymously to this and other upcoming topics at our website, ethicallyspeaking.org.
This show is produced by the Department of Journalism at the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, and the Practical Ethics Center at the University of Montana. Music by Eric Hutchins.
This is Danny Elliott.
And I'm Dean Ritz for Ethically Speaking.